episode 514, You Can Do It.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Whoop, whoop. Happy day, happy day, happy day, my sweet women of impact. How are you feeling? Beautiful. You are looking mighty fine. Your eyes are sparkling and your smile is so sweet. You look absolutely cuddly today, ready to attack the world, ready to ignite yourself into what? A different realm. That realm is you. The motivation realm, the inspiration realm, the one that says, you can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I'm going to be your cheerleader today because you can do it. In life, you're going to have to maneuver around obstacles and challenges and celebrations to get where you want to go. You can do it. It's summertime, and maybe you find yourself repeating for the 125th time to your child to clean his room. Oh, yeah, I've been there. I actually think I'm on the 201st time by now. I think we're going on 3 days, and we've kind of had some things going on in the house. We don't have a water heater. And we're kind of living in the olden days, like sponge baths and all of that fun stuff. Oh, I just love days like those. You know, the moments that you have. So some things I've had to let slide, but not for much longer. As soon as that water heater's done, we're back in the groove. But maybe you're stuck in business even, not sure what the next step is. You can do it. How many obstacles do you jump over in a day? How many celebrations do you say, I did it? We usually focus more on the challenges, the obstacles that are in front of us, instead of focusing on the celebrations. But you need to celebrate every single little and big win. You can do it. We have a tendency to question ourselves when problems come up. The self-doubt creeps back in ever so silently to leave you dangling as to whether or not you will succeed at the task before you. I feel like we should be breaking off into Shakespeare or something. We get to be so thou art horrible. And we break into this self-doubt attitude. Why do we do this? What is it about not knowing or being unsure that accelerates us to I can't? But we do it all the time. You probably have already done it today. Did you? What did you face today and say, oh, that's it. I can't do it. I know I've said it. My children every once in a while hear me say it. And when they hear me say it, oh, they're quick to respond. Just like I'm responding to you. Mom, really? I don't think so. You can do it. And then they begin to list all the things that I can do. You need to be doing the same thing for you. You need to be sometimes your own cheerleader, celebrating every single win. I know what it's like to sit there and kind of just, you don't want to do it because you failed so many times and you don't think success is around the corner. So why keep trying? And guess what? It may not even be verbal or as blunt as saying, I can't out loud. For example, you might receive a compliment. Oh, sweetheart, dinner was delicious. And instead of saying thank you graciously, you reply, oh, it wasn't that great. It really wasn't, you know, but thank you. Right there in those two sentences, you just said I can't without saying it. Think about the conversations you have had today. It might be with your children. It could be with your husband. It might be with your best friend, even in a text message. Go back and read some of your recent texts. It's amazing what we say. We are conditioning ourselves to think this way. You may not be saying it consciously, but subconsciously, your mind knows you said it. Your mind knows the true meaning. This blows my mind. It blows my mind because we all do it. I probably do it at least 2 or 3 times a day. I kid you not, really, I do. And especially if I'm working on projects, especially computer projects lately, but that's for another episode. I still have the computer because we're still talking, so that's a good thing. But there are many times that I have wanted to throw my computer out the window. And I've come close to it. I simply walk away, though, because I know that's not healthy for any of us. Not for the window, not for my homeowner's insurance, and not for my blood pressure. Not good for any of it. But we kind of make fun of it, don't we? Right here, we're making fun of it. But it's not something we should make fun of, because you need to motivate you. You can do it. This needs to stop today. This I can't syndrome. This oh, woe's me. And it's not even oh, woe's me. Because we do it just out of pure habit. You need to stop, because you can do it. Can you tell I'm a little heated over this? Oh, yes. This gets the fire underneath me. It gets me burning. Because you're too talented to sit here and throw it away just because you're having a slight 2.5 seconds in your life that you're ready to walk away. Guess what? Instead of saying, I can't, just walk away for those 2.5 seconds. Or better yet, guess what? What I do when I find myself lingering amongst the I can't, I jump into the can-can. Oh, yes, I do. We're talking about the dance, the can-can. You remember it? It kind of goes like this. All right, now I don't always dance around kicking my leg up high in the air, doing cartwheels and the splits. I don't put on the can-can dress with the, you know, the ruffles underneath and sit here and put on this whole episode. But I do take my mindset and I turn the can-can switch to on. And there it comes. You can do it. You can do it. You got to be laughing by now. Because if not, then you're going to be crying. It's one or the other. And I'm sure you're laughing. And you're smiling even bigger. But these things, these little nuggets, these stones, it reminds me of the story. Oh, my goodness. And I just forgot it. But it's about the princess and the pea, I believe it is. Or maybe that's what. Anyway, it's something like that. The fairy tale. And where she's sits on all these mattresses. And there's the pea, right? And if she's all in tune with who she is and all, she's going to know that that pea is there. Well, we have something so little. It gets under our skin, and it's the I can't. The I can't syndrome. You need to be inspired by I can. You can do it. You're going to have challenges along the way. If everything was easy and perfect, you wouldn't work for it. Think about what you've accomplished in your life. Have you done anything that you are proud of, that you want to talk about, that you want to yell from the top of the mountain if it wasn't hard work? Oh, no. Anything that you're proud of, you have put diligent, hard work, blood, sweat, and tears into it because it was worth it to you. These obstacles, these challenges, these trials and tribulations that we face, they're all there because it's worth it. You are worth it and you can do it. So get your can-can on and get moving out there, because today is your day. You are one dynamic hot mama. And you are ready to go out and conquer everything before you. You can do it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.